The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
How dirty is it, though? Daniel McConnell is political editor with the Irish Examiner, and he wrote a piece at the weekend about the state of the streets of the capital city. Daniel, for people who didn't read it, they missed out. What point were you making?
The point I was making is that I've lived in Dublin for the last 18 years of my life in the city centre or close to it. And I've noticed over the last couple of years a discernible decrease in the cleanliness, friendliness, general state of the place. And what I did in the piece was I charted my route from home into the office, kind of almost street by street, and just set out just kind of almost every street you went to, it got dirtier, got filthier, glass, you know, I've had to replace more tyres on my bike because of broken glass on the street. You know, you're just going past piles of rubbish and, you know, you're seeing manky kind of pavements all over the place. And you're seeing, I think, and that's during the daytime. What you're seeing at nighttime is even worse. And then you kind of pack it all together and say, well, you can't get a taxi at nighttime anymore. Dublin's a really expensive city to live in. It's a really expensive city to come visit. And if we're trying to offer and compete with other cities, we're not at the races at all. And the point is from making from a slightly political perspective is that, like, for the last 3 or 4 years, Dublin City councillors have voted to cut the property tax by 15%, i.e. starving their own council of much needed resources. I'd much rather councillors don't do the populist thing. Don't appeal to your base. Spend the money and clean up the streets.
What about people listening who think, was it not ever thus? Like, when you get into the inner city, was it not always a bit grimy?
They've always been a bit, you know, as one of my friends, you know, said, Dublin's, you know, it's the city that never sweeps. but there's probably an element of that. But, like, what I saw after the financial crash, you saw a rebirth of Dublin city centre. New bars, new restaurants, new cafes, everything opening up. And the city definitely cleaned up. You saw the repavement of streets like Grafton Street or whatever, like, and Henry Street and Mary Street. The city was sparkling, as one of my pals who lives in Hong Kong said to me repeatedly when he came home. Like, that is all gone. You see hollowed out streets, you see pavements, as I said, are absolutely just manky. And what was really disappointing, Kieran, was that in 2020, when we were told to embrace outdoor living, you know, through COVID-19, you know, the system and the city were not able to cope with it. And the solution from Dublin City Council was not to put more resources on the street, but was to close public plazas, like closing off Portobello Plaza because they couldn't cope with the dirt on the, you know, in terms of the bins. That's just bonkers. And that legacy, I think, has continued. And what we're seeing is this kind of failure to just keep the city clean. Now, there's a personal responsibility on people not to leave the place messy and litter. But, you know, something is not working in terms of the system. There's a much broader problem, I accept, when it comes to vacant units and all the rest of it. That's a much wider economic point of view. But certainly, we can do something as a city about the litter. And that was ultimately the point I was trying to make.
Alice Leahy from the Alice Leahy Trust. Is Daniel right? Would that be your experience of the city centre as well in recent times?
Yes, sadly it is. But I suppose I'm living in the city a lot longer than Denny, and 60 years in the city now, and I love Dublin. I think Dublin is a great city. And I suppose I try to be positive every day, but it's not easy. I think the city has lost its soul completely. I mean, one of the things Denny said about people being friendly. The other day I went for a walk from our place of work. I met Henry on the way in, and I did two walkabouts with Henry for the Pat Kenny programme, and they were lovely. That was times past, a few years ago. But I walked up around Castle Street, down by City Hall, up Georgia Street, and not one person smiled or said hello. I recognised no one. I think I saw a guard in the distance who kind of nodded, and he probably recognised me. I went into City Hall, and Ray, who's the porter there, now they don't call them porters anymore, of course, who's always very nice and friendly, he wasn't there. And I said, this is our City Hall. I couldn't wait to get back. And I found myself saying to people, our city has lost its soul. It has. And I think people can't afford to come to the city. And we're all about the tourists and what we want from the tourists. But what about the people who are living and working here every day? And we have to go in the shops. Just an example of the shops. I'm a great believer in training. And I think we're encouraged to go into the shops. I went into a shop the other day and there were two lovely young girls having a great conversation. This went on for about 5 minutes and I was waiting there. And then I said, sorry, girls, am I disturbing your conversation? I'm not at all. It's all right, they said. Mm. They didn't get what I was being sarcastic. Mm. So you go into the shops, there's no please or thanks. People don't know what you're looking for. And they must realise that it's not just for the tourists. There are people living and working and struggling to live in Dublin every day. Now, I think the dirt is appalling, but I do have, I think, personal responsibility is crucial. I mean, people just have their chips, they have their ice cream, they have their cans, and they just throw them all over the place. I think we need something drastic to happen. This is the first time in my life, I love current affairs, I follow everything. I could not tell you who the current Lord Mayor of Dublin is. Now, I think that's shocking because I think in our city where we're all living and working, we should know who our Lord Mayor is. We should know what their role is. We should get rid of the spin and the jargon and get back to basics.
Well, what does drastic action mean then when you say we need drastic action?
I wish I could put it, find words. I would be quite happy, free of charge, to do a piece of research looking at where things are going wrong. You know, why, when you go and spend your money in shops, why do you not count? When you say to somebody, look, would you just, you drop something and you get a shower of abuse. I think there is a neighbour of mine who's a bin man and he works in the north inner city. And I know that his work is hard work. Mm. And I think there is something about cleaning up other people's rubbish. We have no sense of pride in our city. And the other thing now is if you want to get a service of any kind, you can't get it. You can't get anyone on the phone. You're supposed to email. You might be told, oh, no point in leaving a message because the box is full. We need a real shake up. And I think our councillors, I often wonder if being a city councillor is now about photo shoots and some of the nicer things. And we have ministers about tourism and all of that. And they are trying to do their job. But there is something missing about why is it we have no pride in our city?
I know my colleague in the morning, Shane Coleman, if he's listening, will be nodding along to all of this. Because Danny, he's been making this point for a while that kind of pre and post COVID as well, he talks about like this kind of, there's this undercurrent of menace, he feels, kind of walking around some parts of the city, that in any big capital city you're going to have some parts where there's maybe a little undercurrent of menace at any given moment, but he feels it's much more widespread and kind of in daylight hours now.
Like I had the kids in, so my kids are 9, 5 and 3, and we had them in a couple of weekends ago, a gorgeous sunny day like it is today, and we were in the National Library and we went for a bit of a toddle round to get them ice cream or whatever like that. Like it wasn't pleasant. It really wasn't pleasant, and that is not something I've experienced before. You know, I was someone, when I first began to live in the city centre, I was gigging, you know, music, so I would have been out late at night. Like, there was always an edge, you know, at certain points at different times. You could always avoid trouble. It's different now. I'm walking home. Like, you can't get a taxi late at night now if you're trying to get home. You can't get a taxi. You're walking through kind of the dodgier ends of town to try and get home. It's just not pleasant. And if that's happening in the daytime as well as the nighttime, like, what are we doing? There is this thing about, you know, Alice makes a really good point. Like, and the point about the piece was not just about the tourists and attracting, like, it's someone who has lived in the city centre for the last 18 years. I've noticed a discernible shift in what's going on. And, you know, like, you're absolutely right. Dublin's always been a bit kippy in places, but there was this kind of feeling after the financial crash, things had improved. Like, there was a rebirth of the city centre, new pavements, as I said. But that we're really taking a
but
massive
this
step
idea
back,
though, that we're kind of maybe catering less to the people who live and work in the city than we are to tourists. It doesn't sound like we're really catering to tourists much either. I'm not sure it's much of a tourist experience. Like, I walked recently from Stephen's Green. The Lewis broke down the day of the All-Ireland a few weeks ago, not the Camogie yesterday. We got parking an awful lot closer, but we walked all the way across town, myself and my young lad who's just turned 8, and like, it was grim.
Yeah.
Like the footpath on O'Connell Street as well, they need someone to get out with one of their Kranzel power washers and start having a go at them. There's months, it looks like, a filth built up in them.
And it's just as Alice goes to point, like, I mean, the value of this, the purpose of the social contract is that we pay people to run our city on our behalf. And if you don't see the services that you pay for working, why would you have any, you know, pride in doing anything or getting involved? Like, you know, what really annoys me as well is that, you know, the likes of Owen Keegan, who's the chief executive of Dublin City Council, when the North Inner City was identified as a littered black spot a couple of months ago, his response was shrug of the shoulders. We can't really do anything about it. The laws aren't really there to do anything about it. And we can't put litter wardens in because they might get attacked. Like, no one wants anyone to get attacked or be at risk of you know, abuse during their job. But, like, if the people who are charged are simply shrugging their shoulders, like, what are we at? Like, we're not going to get anywhere. And remember, in terms of the tourism, we're in competition not with London, not with Paris, not with anyone. We're in competition with the likes of Manchester and other regional cities. And we're not even at the races with those.
No, we're not.
Shane Coleman has texted in to say, I am nodding along. So there you are. He's in full agreement.
Hello, Shane.
With what he's hearing. That, well, when you talk about people not knowing you or you not knowing people as well, Alice, I mean, that would suggest that what the population has changed, or there's more of a transient population as well now in this city, is there?
It's not even people knowing you, but you know how we always have had a way of seeing. Or you can say, for instance, you would be more down on the footpaths now. And I know I cycled for years
in the
city.
In the country, we still say hello to strangers.
Yeah, we do. And I think I would always in Dublin, and I often tap somebody on the shoulder, and of course that you could be in trouble for doing that. And I say, that's a lovely outfit you have on you. Or, if, you know, a young man who's nice and colourful, I might do the same. And you feel you can't do that anymore. We're not friendly. We're not, and we have this kind of compulsory thing now in the shops when they finish off by saying, oh, do have a nice day. So the training of people, I wonder if it's all just from a book and saying, well, you just say to people, feel good if you say have a nice day, but they won't feel good if they're going out into a dirty, cold city.
I mean, that like the idea of a city losing its soul is kind of an abstract concept, and it's hard to know how you reinstate a lost soul. But it strikes me, Danny, and even looking at the text coming in, people talking about, can they not, you know, sweep up this street? Can they not put bins there? Can they not put toilets there? What about a few more guards on the street? It's probably a combination of lots of little things
it
that
is.
Begin to turn the ship.
Absolutely.
It is. And more, sorry, Danny, I crossed you. But I suppose the reason I butted in, and I'm sorry that I did, because I think a conversation like this is what will get things moving. And there should be, and I think Danny's article, and you even taking it up today and Shane in the morning, I think we need a lot more of that, and kind of saying to people, look, there is more you can do. Like when children go to, you know, events are organised for them, and some of them are full of enthusiasm and they want to clean up and they want to do things, and then you go into the city, and then if you have people at the top who aren't even aware of the kind of gifts that are out there, that people could be doing things. I think we're in there for the long haul, but we need to start soon.
Yeah, I was going to make the point, like, I mean, if you're going to have a stake in your city, and if you're going to be involved, like, I mean, yes, there is that element of personal responsibility, but you also have to say, you know, if you're going to rely on the people to run the city properly, you'd want to see it being run properly. And the point being made is, like, that a lot of people have been in touch with me, like, you know, the local and European elections will be in May 2024. It's not that far away. I would think there's a real opportunity for our elected politicians to grasp this issue of cleaning the city up. And it could very well become a major election issue, because, like, I get reactions to articles, you know, columns particularly, you know, all the time. I've never seen a reaction to the column like I wrote on Saturday. And it's one of those things that people are just really pissed off.
Yeah.
And forgive me about it, like, they are just really, really annoyed about it.
Well, the reaction continuing on the News Talk text line on 5306, went into Henry Street yesterday and there's an air of tension in the city, not helped by nearly getting knocked over by a fleeing shoplifter. Not one guard in sight. Hi, Kieran, to someone else. I couldn't agree more with your contributors about Dublin. I drive into the city every other day to see my daughter who lives in North Great Georgia Street, and I'm embarrassed to see how dirty the city centre is. Tourists must think we are filthy. That's from Ken, originally from the Liberties and now living in Kildare. And Connell makes the point that we have a Minister for Rural Development, but we've got nothing for Dublin. We need one, or at least a directly elected mayor, to take full control and to be held accountable. 53106, what do you think of that suggestion? What do you think of the suggestion? Dublin is indeed a dirty old town. Daniel McConnell, political editor with the Irish Examiner. Alice Leahy from the Alice Leahy Trust. Thanks a million, both of you, for joining me in studio. Henry McKean has been out and about speaking with people tasked with trying to clean up Dublin City. That's coming up a little bit later. After the break, though, we're going to be talking about these 1,300 families who are desperate to live rent-free on Inishman for the winter.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.